I'm in slight trouble with my college, for saying God was fictional. And the letter that was issued, I'm now on a final written warning, which means if I do something like this again, I'll get kicked off the course, which ends in July 2012. But still, the final, as discussed and confirmed in the meeting, about as much discussion as when you're getting mugged, the final written warning is being issued for unacceptable behaviour, including, quote, disrespectful of others' beliefs and insulting references to iconic figures. I don't think they're on about my Glenn Beck rant. I think they're on about the fact that I said God was fictional. The brilliant thing is in this meeting, the 9th of February meeting that this letter regards, that was misquoted in an email sent from the lecturer who I was talking to at the time. And it was basically what it should have been was, oh, and just before I go, Susanna Graves, I can't pronounce her surname, would just like to make the point that Kevin said something. I can't remember the entire quote, but it contained this word and this word, and I'm not too happy about that, and I don't think that's acceptable. That's fine. Misquoting me without saying, by the way, that might not have been the right quote, is, I think, illegal and very slanderous. I did not say, Lena, Jesus is an asshole. Which, how many things can you get wrong when you're quoting someone? I know you can square brackets and quote marks the wrong way round, and maybe putting a plural when someone didn't mean plural. First of all, in God was fictional, you've changed that to Jesus is an asshole. Let's ignore the fact that was has changed to is. And by the way, Jesus historically may have existed, and therefore it would be Jesus was fictional. Let's change it to Jesus was, no, sorry, Jesus was an asshole. First of all, not only have you changed the two most important parts of that quote and replaced them with basically antonyms, you've also inserted words. You do realize you can't do that. You can't change people and say, oh no, someone absolutely said that. Oh, do you have any proof? No, I have my memory. Well, your memory's failing, Lena. Your memory is failing. We, as a post-compulsory education establishment, do not have to accommodate such appalling behaviour. I don't have to accommodate such appalling corruption that I still put up with it. This is the other quote. If any further behaviour incidences occur, I will have no option but to seriously consider immediately removing you from the course. How many words can you put in a sentence with it still making sense before it's just stupid? If any further behaviour incidences occur, I will have no option but to seriously consider immediately removing you from the course. There is a limit. I have been known to put in words where I don't really need to put